producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I know this. The establishment's trying to use these attacks to radically kill what basic liberties we have left. We're taking phone calls right now. Michael in New Jersey, then Truth in Oregon. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just need to satiate my insatiable thirst for high-quality documentaries. And I know you've been extremely busy, but I can't help but call and inquire about the status of Obama Deception 2.
I made the film three times and then always get behind with other things and never released it. And I need to release it before Obama leaves office so that people understand the larger agenda. And I really do intend, if I could finish some other projects, I really do intend to try to get that out. So there you go.
Excellent. Very fun.
You too, brother. Let's talk to Truth Raider in Oregon. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, Alex, from the great Northwest. Thanks for going into overdrive just for me. I appreciate it.
You bet, my friend.
Okay. The 9/11 Solved documentary, I spoke to you briefly about it. I know you're really busy, but did you get a chance to look at any of it?
On YouTube?
Yes.
I believe I watched part of that before. I didn't know the time you called in about it.
Okay. Just revealing some of the names. You got, you know, the list goes on and on. You know, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, Bank of America, HSBC, you know, AIG, Cantor Fitzgerald, Garban.
Yeah, we had all the insider trading, the passports floating down unburned. I mean, it's just total bull.
Right, right. It seems to me more like a Wall Street hit more than anything else when I'm looking at it. It was just something just to move great trillions of dollars. And just
well, it was a cover-up of a bunch of Wall Street fraud and derivatives and a bunch of records that were destroyed.
Right, right, exactly. So I just want to see what you thought about that. Anyway, Proposition 92, I believe it was, the GMO bill here for Oregon went down narrowly. So it was ahead for a while. I mean, everybody wants it, but guess what? It gets shot down.
Yeah, it shows a massive election fraud going on. And also a lot of disinformation. Good to hear from you. Wild Man in Texas. Go ahead. Thanks for holding her on the air.
God bless you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
On this gasoline, you know, just talking earlier to a guy in Tennessee that you made a comment about why diesel was so high and everything. And the reason is EPA did that. And it's because of the desulfurization of diesel. It's just another way to jack the price up. And it's actually the low end of the distilling process. It's on the heavier end because gasoline's made from it, the different components that make it. But anyway, in the long run, what this is going to do is it's helping the single parent families out there, the low gas prices. They don't see the big picture. This is a domino effect, and eventually it's going to get them because you're right. Eventually it's going to be $5-$6 a gallon. But right now, it's the big boys that are falling. Everybody's cutting back exploration, you know, a.k.a. the shell and the fracking and all that's cut back. Here in Texas, WTI has gone way down, which helps up the particular refinery I'm at because we don't do exploration like those ones, like ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and them. They've already cut their capital spending for this year by 20%, which, and that domino effect affects the people that do the turnarounds and do upgrades to refineries to expand. So they cut that back. Well, all the people that work for these contractors, subcontractors that come in and do this work for these refineries, they don't have a job because they're cutting that back capital spending, so they start laying off. So eventually it trickles down to the low guy, and it's going to hurt everybody. I mean, you can see it. I mean, the same thing happened in the 70s and the 80s. I've been doing this 31 years. So
it's absolutely a way to knock out the competition and then massively increase the prices later, and they admit that. And it's really sad. I mean, they should have. It was too expensive before. Now it's way too cheap. And it just shows it's an artificial economy. It's like beef producers. They can't make a living, but the meat packers make record money.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission.
I'm on a mission to never forget. We got the people that I've never met. We want the masses and all that we can get. So fight us up on a terrorist way.
That's ministry exposing false flag stage terror, bringing us in. Lies! Lies! Lies, 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 lies. Remember back in the late 80s, they came out with that album with the New World Order, exposing the New World Order, Al Jorgensen of ministry, who is a fellow Austinite. He also lives down in El Paso part of the year. We need to get him in studio sometime. I ought to give Al of ministry fame a call. One more musician awake to what's going on in the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the 13th day of January 2015, worldwide broadcast.
And we have been somewhat distracted, even though it's been an important story, with the attacks in Paris, because it is a true-life bloody soap opera. Our hearts go out to the 20 dead. And through this Rosetta Stone, this skeleton key, this decoder ring, of looking at how the media presents the official story and how it's now unraveled, it shows us the rest of the story. So even globalist propaganda can be deciphered as a teaching tool to show folks how the cow ate the cabbage. But I'm not going to spend too much time on that today. I'm sure callers will want to talk about it. We have former Congressman Ron Paul joining us, and then we have another whistleblower guest who witnessed stage terror attack and was then proven correct in Congress that it indeed was a pretty much staged event. Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, will be joining us from Michigan, from Detroit. Now, we covered this yesterday, that the Paris shooters trained with the underwear bomber Patsy. That's how long they've been training with Al-Qaeda. At least 5 years. 5 years. You heard me right. And we're allowed to travel in and out of the country and post terrorist training videos on Facebook. And no one stops them, but we need new cybersecurity laws passed that they're now introducing to get rid of free speech, legalize NSA spying that's illegal right now. Europe's announcing the same thing. We need more militarized police, 10,000 troops on the streets of France, the U.S. sending advisors on how to properly make it look like occupied France from 1940. 1941. That's the answer. Don't control the borders. Don't arrest people when they clearly are training at Al-Qaeda training camps and are on no-fly list. Keep letting them fly in and out, just like they did with Major Hassan, controlled by Anwar al-Awlaki, the Fort Hood shooter, just like he controlled the underwear bomber, just like he controlled these guys, these latest scumbags. And then Awlaki has come out in the Associated Press and London Guardian, and Colonel Schaefer's talked about it on air. In fact, just cue that back up, please. And it came out in congressional testimony, and that Anwar al-Awlaki is a double, triple agent of MI6, CIA, and Al-Qaeda. And they say, oh, he was a triple agent. He snuck up on us. No, he handles all these people, and then they allow the attacks to take place. Major Hassan was a out-of-his-mind killer and was a real terrorist, but he was handled and manipulated by a globalist controller, Anwar al-Awlaki. Same thing with these three scumbags in France. Same thing with the drugged-up underwear bomber and a bunch of other patsies that al-Awlaki handles. So we have that, and we know our government and other Western governments have given over $10 billion the last 4.5 years that we know about. It's $2 billion just last year from the U.S. alone. So when I say $10 billion, I guess that's wrong. That's U.S. numbers. I haven't added up all the other countries. France was the other big contributor. Saudi Arabia is the secret contributor and contributes to the coordination. That's come out. To kill 17,000 times, we did the math earlier, what was the exact number if you divide 20 dead French into 350,000 dead Syrians, most of them civilians, killed by Al-Qaeda and ISIS groups, Boko Haram in Africa, Al-Qaeda flags, same group, but in Syria, 300 plus thousand, if you divide 20 into that, it's 17,000 plus times. 17,500 times more people have been killed in 4.5 years, Western-backed, paid for by U.S. taxpayers, Turkish taxpayers, French taxpayers, advised by our military. 17,500 times more people and change have died. Are there going to be any marches for them? No. Are there going to be candlelight vigils? No. Is there going to be any news coverage? No. Only 2 years ago, when thousands of officers, commissioned and non-commissioned, held up over their faces and their name tags computer printouts saying, I will not fight or hand-drawn, I will not fight in Syria for Al-Qaeda. And a lot of them said InfoWars.com under it. Only InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com even covered that. It was viral on Twitter and Facebook. There's one of the pictures. I didn't join the Navy to fight Al-Qaeda in the Syrian Civil War. I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria. And under that, InfoWars.com. If you expand, I think that's the one that has InfoWars.com. A bunch of them do. Military revolt against Obama's attack on Syria. I know I started the show with this yesterday. I'm starting with it again because the military gets this is the reality of what's going on. Because our military's been over there. They fought these people. They know the players, and they are really freaked out about it. You look up some of the signs. I will not fight in Syria for Al-Qaeda. De Oppresso Libre, free the oppressed. That's a Green Beret slogan. InfoWars. If you scroll back up, I mean, look at what the officers are saying there. Wake up, people. Go back to the one that says wake up. I want to read that to viewers and listeners. Obama, I will not deploy to fight for your Al-Qaeda rebels in Syria. Wake up, people. And the Pentagon intel that was presented to Congress 2 years ago was 75% is Al-Qaeda actual brigades trained in Saudi Arabia and Yemen and other areas. As of late last year, just 2 years ago it was that, as of late last year, so I keep forgetting it's 2015 now, it was 95% were Al-Qaeda. They have killed or displaced any rebels that were not complete bloodthirsty, out of their mind scum. So now, as of 2 weeks ago, the Iraqi president came out and said, you continue to do daily airdrops to Al-Qaeda, 10 miles off target, battling the Kurds. You are giving Al-Qaeda weapons on purpose. We're not stupid. And they released videos and photos shot by the Iraqi military, trained by our military, of Al-Qaeda getting the weapons. So there, Obama is continuing airdrops to Al-Qaeda right now. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. I cannot believe this myself. This is so over the top. There it is, ISIS video. America's airdrop weapons now in our hands. Well, that's because our troops will no longer land on the ground and give it to them. They've refused. They will no longer do it. And that really upsets the power structure because they want our military compartmentalized. So that said, I want to hear from listeners about this because we've been predicting a big Pearl Harbor false flag or a group of false flags in the entertainment industry and against the Pentagon and others to sell in Congress the idea of SOPA and international treaties, SOPA and CISPA, and the Cybersecurity Act that legalizes all this currently illegal NSA spying. I don't believe for a minute that ISIS, who are a bunch of spoiled, rotten 25-year-old thugs on average, who want to, you know, they don't want to join the Army to prove they're a man of the Marines, so they go join Al-Qaeda. They're allowed to fly out. They're allowed to leave their countries. They're allowed to go back and forth, just like the attackers in France. It's real trendy. All the cool hip-hop girls want to date them because they're real men. That's the way to roll. Do you really believe ISIS hacked the Pentagon, CENTCOM, and their Twitter and everything else? Bull. 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 ISIS hack of Pentagon Twitter accounts traced back to Maryland. I mean, they don't even hide it. NSA implicated in latest cybersecurity scare. Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson article. It's also on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. According to the group, which affiliates itself with Anonymous, you know, that's why I'm not against Anonymous, but anybody can say they're Anonymous. Good hackers, bad hackers, the globalists. According to the group, which is, Anonymous, the real Anonymous is mad at the radical Al-Qaeda people and are standing up and attacking them and saying, take down their Twitter and Facebooks. Why are they allowed to have them? That's not free speech calling for violence. The real Anonymous wants them shut off Twitter and Facebook. The real Anonymous is not hacking CENTCOM. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $6,21.04 for a half ounce, or $3,10.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $6,21.04, and $3,10.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The bizarro left always promotes the most radical groups in Islam: sexual mutilation, women in burqas, women not allowed to drive, women locked up, and then all these trendy women in France and Australia, you name it, teenage girls will get on airplanes and fly to, you know, Syria to be gang raped and be pregnant in 2 weeks. ISIS, police quiz teenage girls who tried to flee Australia to become terror brides in Syria. pregnant within 2 weeks. Look at them. You think they had daddy issues, wanted to get back at daddy? And then look at them in their little Al-Qaeda outfits. I'm going to vomit. This is what modern feminism has done, does. This is the trendiness. But to speak out against your daughter being put in a slave pit, that's not culturally open. You know, I always love how they say all cultures are equal and all cultures are good, but classical Western culture, it's bad, it's got to be overturned. Well, no, I think the Aztec culture, sacrificing 10,000 people on a lunar eclipse and killing all the neighboring tribes to supply slaves, and the main source of meat for the priest class was the dead bodies. Chalkmul got the heart and things like that. But they would hang the bodies up down in the market and then sell the human flesh as the main meat. I think that was a pretty sick culture of the Aztecs that degenerated the Mayans. I mean, the Mayans at one period would, like, sacrifice a couple people a year. I'm not saying that's good, but it was done to the priest class themselves. Then it degenerated down into the Aztecs, who were ready to collapse the entire culture by the time Cortez showed up with a couple hundred men and took over millions. About 3 million people were down there, and a couple hundred guys conquered them with disease and other things. But the point I'm getting at is radical Islam is taking over Islam. I mean, you can't debate that. It's taking over. Bullying. Because moderates, it's like moderate Americans, libertarians. The average American in major studies is libertarian. That's pretty much agreed to. You can look it up. Even the Financial Times of London has said libertarianism is sweeping the world. Even if you're fiscally conservative and socially conservative, you know, you're live and let live. Hey, okay, live how you want. No, we're going to tell you how to live. We're going to teach your kids sexual education when they're six. We're going to give them vaccines even if you don't want. We're going to teach your daughters about this and that. And you're like, well, that's not tolerant. I should be able to live my life. No, 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 no. You don't understand. This is a one-way street. You don't tell us how to live. We tell you how to live. And so because we don't have any defense and we just lay down to whoever bosses us around, we have no culture. The NFL and the NBA and the NHL is not a culture, men. I mean, who are you? What do you stand for? Al-Qaeda stands for something. The globalists that are setting up a worldwide eugenics platform, they have an agenda. They stand for something. And why do you think Homeland Security, here domestically but also in the EU, why they're so against Le Pen, which is a mild libertarian nationalist French group, very classy? Why do you think it's so demonized? It's like Ron Paul light. Because it's a culture. And any culture can stand up against another culture. And if it's a superior culture that creates incredible wealth and architecture and literature and freedom and indoor plumbing and electricity and spaceships and classical music, how can that be overrun by the worst elements of radical Islam out of Saudi Arabia? I mean, what a dirtbag government that is. It's because we have no culture, folks. It's been removed. We have the NFL. In between the vaccine ads and the Prozac ads and the beer ads and being lectured about how great Obamacare is. Well, that can't stand up against Al-Qaeda. That can't stand up against gangster rap. The worst, vile, mindless scum type garbage is what will come to the top. Because we have been set up to fail and lay down and die in a ditch. But the gangster culture and all that's just to induct our youth in the prison system. And the whole Al-Qaeda threat is meant for a clash of civilizations to destabilize the West. In the end, though, the great culture that's overriding us is the scientific dictatorship of eugenics and transhumanism that has already announced the end of humanity, the end of the age of man, and the rise of humans merging with machines. So I'm just here to let you know what's going on and that you might want to rally against it and get informed on it. I'm going to give the number out, take your calls, and a ton of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up specifically on the big cyber attacks, but on the economy, on any issue. But I'd like to get your take on the aftermath now of the Paris attacks. We now know it leads back to the same globalist controlled Amar al-Awlaki, who always basically handles the terrorists that attack, and these attacks never get foiled, even though there's a long trail of evidence and every reason to arrest these people prior to the attacks. It's being allowed to happen. Do you disagree with that? Do you agree with that statement? I don't know how you could disagree. And then how obvious are all these cyber attacks that they claim North Korea launched? I'm no fan of North Korea, but they can't even manufacture an automobile. Only two cities have electricity. They have primitive computers. North Korea is a joke. And then, of course, it turned out North Korea did not hack Sony. It was an inside job. Well, now, ISIS hack of Pentagon Twitter accounts traced back to Maryland. NSA implicated in latest cybersecurity scare. The article is by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. According to the group, which identifies itself as anonymous, the ISIS hack of the Pentagon Twitter accounts traced back to Maryland, home of the National Security Agency. Twitter and YouTube accounts belong to the U.S. military command that oversees operations in the Middle East were reportedly hacked by ISIS sympathizers earlier today. with messages being sent out for almost an hour before the accounts were temporarily shut down. American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back, ISIS, the hackers posted on the U.S. Central Command Twitter feed. When that first went out yesterday, I saw it and read it and misinterpreted it as if CENTCOM was saying we're coming after you, so that's a correction. And that's the type of mistakes I make because there's no teleprompters here. I'm just going off stacks of news, and even though I'm accurate probably 95% of the time, I make mistakes like that, and I try to correct them. In fact, the crew corrected me during the last break. I had read these articles yesterday, and I was going off memory. There's a whole bunch of young women in Europe and other countries, the United States, UK, that are traveling and joining the jihad. And I had read these articles yesterday, and then it said Australia. Sometimes that word gets in my mind from Austria, the country bordering Germany that Hitler came from, and its capital is Vienna. I know all about it. I'll just make the most ridiculous mistakes sometimes. So that's a mistake I made. Not about the young women getting pregnant and going and joining them. Here's the headlines. Pregnant Austrian teens in ISIS. We've made a huge mistake. Two Austrian teens who got way more than they bargained for when they abandoned their homes and families to become poster girls for ISIS terrorists. That's like wanting to become poster girls for piranhas or something. It's just, and now they desperately want to come home. Samra Kizanovic, 17, and her friend Selmovic, 15, would love to press the undo button on the last 6 months during which they traded their comfortable existence in Europe for a life of evil engineered by terrorists. And it goes on to show them in Syria from what they looked like before to in their jihadi garb working with people that grab small young girls from the families in Syria and sell them into sex slavery. And have public auctions of them, which, of course, the feminists say zero about. Modern feminists just want to dominate women and tell them what to do and be their cultural bosses. And then have the women boss the men around. Well, all of you CIA Gloria Steinems that tell women not to have kids, but you got a bunch of kids, and you know everything else, you can go straight to Hades. No one listens to you but idiots. Every metric, every poll shows that the vast majority of women do not identify themselves as feminist. You don't represent femininity. People don't have to go through you, the priest class of women, to find femininity and feminine power. You understand that? You lose, you fail. I don't care how much social engineering you engage in. I don't care about how much brainwashing you do to try to break up the family and screw up society. Folks now know what you've done to the world. They know how premeditatedly evil you are. And in places that are run by feminists and total liberals, this is what the young women revolt against and then go and join something that's the opposite but just as bad or worse. And I just cannot believe how in the major universities, the sexiest thing out there is radicalism. And this is all being done to destabilize and screw up the country. You know, we raise our boys to not be men. And then women end up going for, quote, the bad boys, the convicts, the gangbangers, and end up totally unhappy and unfulfilled because good men won't act like men. Arrested Development, playing video games all day, the good boys are, while the bad boys are out there robbing liquor stores and getting your daughter on heroin and putting her on the street. Men need to start acting like men and stop being politically correct and start taking control of your families, or the state will. ISIS police quiz teenage girls who tried to flee Austria to become terror brides in Syria. So more trying to make their way there to have the fun. Here's the toll-free number ahead of Ron Paul joining us, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. and we will get you up and on the air. Very interesting video. It's bleeped out. Moroccan-born mayor of Rotterdam in the Netherlands tells fellow Muslims who do not appreciate their freedoms of living in the West to pack your bags and get the F out of the country on live television. Let's cue that up. We've got it beeped. I really like that perspective. I mean, here's the deal. We can't go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel on the street or even hand out Bibles, or they will put you in prison for life or execute you, and you won't hear any civil rights movement decrying that. It's their culture, and if they want to kill you, it's fine. It's trendy. It's liberal. Free speech, though, is bad. If you say that men should be men and that if a woman wants to do that and have the man wear the pants, that's a good thing. Oh, that's evil. Or all sex is rape between a man and a woman. That's just a bunch of feminists that want all the women for themselves. And if lesbian feminists like women, that's their prerogative. I'm a libertarian. But you're not going to control them all and put them in a harem for yourself. I know you want to get them when they're 5 years old in school and train them up to be, you know, only like women, but I'm sorry, you're not going to get all of them. I mean, you just want to run pimp gang. Pimp game, ladies, I understand. The feminists are government pimps, and they're pimping. And they sit up there on TV and tell women how to run their lives, and some women step and fetch it. But so many women followed what the feminists said forever and were totally unhappy and unfulfilled. And now the big craze is women like to crawl around on their all fours with a chain around their neck being told what to do by men. I think that's bad. I don't like that. But that's what you people create. You got all these women begging to be dominated now all over the place, begging to go join jihad and live in a slave pit. Because women would rather go live in a slave pit with dirty jihadis than sit there and have Janet Reno lookalike tell her how to live her life. Sorry, it's game over. I love it. Anyway, side issue. I mean, let's just get down to what this is really all about. Let's just get right down to it. The big battle comes down to who loves the women more. Truth is, you don't love the women, do you, Janet Reno? You just want to run their lives because you don't like real femininity. You don't like how beautiful they are. You don't want them to be free. You don't want them to have guns and be free and strong. You want to dominate them and control them and ruin them and make the state their dirty husband, don't you? Well, that's not going to work, scum, because people want to be free and they want to be empowered and they want to be natural. You have failed. And they failed all over the place. Everybody I talk to, I hear it on talk radio, no one is buying that these ISIS hacks are real. But they're still going to try to ram through all this censorship. Here's a Financial Times of London article. Russian and Turkish conspiracy theories swirl after Paris attacks. And major leaders in Russia and Turkey are saying that it's not Muslim extremists that did the shootings, but a French false flag. The culprits are clear. French citizens undertook this massacre, and Muslims were blamed for it. It goes on. Here's the problem. False flags do happen, and I'm the guy that popularized it. Let's just face it. It's well known. I got people to look into false flags, inside jobs, and all the different variants of that. That said, this worldwide jihad being funded by the West and Saudi Arabia is real. These guys were set up and protected, but nevertheless, they were real terrorists. From as best we can tell. So there's that story. I've got a bunch of economy news, science news, political news, Rand Paul news. We got Seahawks players shilling for Obamacare and new ads. The NFL is just such a joke. Lieberman turns outrage over Charlie Hebdo into worldwide war against Islam. Well, yeah, that's the plan, but I would ask these real conspiracy theorists saying that these radical Muslims didn't kill 20 people. Did they kill the 300,000+ people in Syria who weren't radical Muslims or Christians? Yes, they did. Did the Muslim Brotherhood crucify Christians and blow up hundreds of churches? Yes, they did. Did they attack non-radical Muslims and throw them off buildings on TV? Yes, they did. Stop acting like you can dictate reality like Obama does, saying you didn't build your business, or 2 + 2 = 5, or raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, or you can keep your doctor even though you can't, and I never said that. You don't control reality. And let's just face it. There is a major growing vein of Islam made up of ne'er-do-well thugs who want to run around murdering and killing, and who are giving Western backing and are allowed to fly wherever they want and think they're all really sexy movie stars, a bunch of crazy narcissists running around killing people everywhere. And so just stop acting like it's not going on. Just stop it. Brian, AJ, Michael, Chris, Shane, we're going to get to all of you briefly. There's a great way to wake up friends and family. Tell them about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to right now. Tell people at red lights. Put up a sign on your business. Put up a billboard. Help us, please. We appreciate folks that are paying to put up billboards all over the country. I've said I want to launch an initiative with some of the graphics of billboard designs with large PDFs that folks can download. I want the graphics department to do that. I said it a few weeks ago. I'm in it. I want to come up with some big, simple billboards promoting InfoWars.com that you can customize to promote the local station and just put one up. You can put up a big billboard for a couple $1,000s now and reach hundreds of thousands in a major city. I've had friends and family and neighbors come to me and say, yeah, I was in New York, or I was in Florida, or I was in Georgia, and I saw big billboards for your show. One guy out of Louisiana did that, and we salute him. Other people are now doing it. It's causing a chain reaction. Tell your friends and family about the show. Thank the local stations. Become sponsors or support the sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them. That's important. Send out the free links to our iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/listen. Send out the free link to the free video feed at InfoWars.com/show. Spend $2 and, what is it, 50 cents a month to get a yearly membership. 20 people can use it. That's, what, 20 cents a day or something? I mean, or 20 cents a month per person? Maybe we can put up prisonplanet.tv. There it is. 7 months free when you sign up for a year, $2.50 a month. That's 12 cents per person a month. 20 people can use each membership. Takes about a minute to sign up. Prisonplanet.tv. Become a member today. See the nightly news. Download all the films, ebooks, so much more. Prisonplanet.tv. And I want to thank everybody that is a PrisonPlanet.tv member and who has shared their passcode and helped other people get turned on to the truth. You can download the shows in HD, edit them however you want, air them on access television in your area, put them on other video platforms. They are copyright free if it's for nonprofit educational purposes. PrisonPlanet.tv. And your funding of it helps pay for the bandwidth, the cameras, the reporters, and more. Separately, InfoWarsStore.com with the Made in America Pro-Gun apparel. The best water filters with a promo code WATER. You get 10% off. We're still doing that free shipping. We've got 48% off the Oxy Powder with the Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, Super B12, so absorbable, and the Super Mellow, Super Filmo Vitality. Those three together, 48% off. That ends this week. In fact, I said it'll end Thursday, it'll end tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day of that special. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We've got our steam engine heated up. We're going 100 miles an hour down the track. But once you get that coal box, once you get that furnace heated up, folks, you got to keep it heated up. Oh, so hot, no time to take a rest. There is no room for second best. To quote, you got another thing coming. We need to go to the next level, ramming speed against the globalists. I want to go in 110%. We've reached about 100% right now. Now it's time to go into overdrive, so financially support us, and you've got my commitment to not hold anything back and to go forward. Let's go to your phone calls. Brian, Shane, AJ, Michael, Chris, and others. Brian, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
I wanted to talk about, you said yesterday that we had lost God in this country, and that's why it's going downhill. But I would say we've lost philosophy. We've lost the ability to think and use logic.
Yeah, and common sense.
And to understand what, you know, Obama is doing, you have to understand his philosophical background. he was groomed and trained at Harvard under the teachings of William James and pragmatism. And if you understand pragmatism, it's an excuse for those in power to do anything.
And if you understand pragmatism, you understand the Rand Corporation 50 years ago saying they would sell us on pragmatism and use financial incentives to enslave us.
Yes, it goes back to Plato, to Kant, and it's all a philosophical excuse to ignore law, to just pretty much anyone in power to do anything they want to. So when you have a constitutional lawyer sitting there violating the law every day, you know why? Because he's adhering to his pragmatism.
But they're not pragmatic when they get their rights run over, though.
Oh, of course not. It's only who's in power. It's who rules. It's when you're in power, you can control whoever. God forbid you become the low man on the totem pole.
You want to add more, or are you done, Brian?
I'm good, Alex. Thank you.
Great caller. God, I love that kind of info. Absolutely right. Well, that's right. We have no culture. We have no common sense. We're just rudderless on average. And those of us that are concerned are called terrorists. Our country's turning into tyranny. We're going into too much debt. That person's probably a terrorist, the Southern Poverty Law Center says. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
I'm broke. first in line.
I'll be the first in line.
But it better work this time.
Megadeth.com to find their latest.
What do you mean I have feelings?
Yeah, he got censored a lot and attacked whenever he dared to criticize Obama on his last album. Oh, but we support free speech in America, of course.
What do you mean I couldn't be the president
of the United States of America? All right, I'm going to stop. I want to go to Chris and Shane and AJ and Michael and Shirley and others. Ron Paul is coming up. Chris in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I have a few points I'd like to make about the ISIS hat.
Yeah, go ahead.
The supposed ISIS hat. Well, I think it's pretty contrived. I mean, I think it's 75% that the NSA is behind it. I haven't even read the article, but I think these people forget that humans have senses, and we can sense when things are, off-putting.
Well, sure. I mean, it just turned out that the whole North Korea hack thing was just a PR stunt, basically, an inside job. And then who really believes all these government systems got hacked and taken over by ISIS? I mean, give me, and then it's anonymous, though, so no one knows. It's just a perfect way to frame people. Look, the internet is a tool to fight tyranny, but the tyrants designed it. They believe that they get the upper hand being able to spy on everybody. They now want to be able to legitimize the spying and legitimize the takeover and all the stuff they were hiding. And so you're going to see more of these cyber attacks, and all these movies are coming out where nuclear reactors are getting blown up and stuff by hacks, and one guy can destroy the world, so we need a big government program to stop it. I mean, they're getting us ready for the new electronic Pearl Harbor. Appreciate the call. AJ in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to make two quick comments about two subjects. The first one was what you talked about, culture. I'm here in Ohio, and as you know, Ohio State won a national championship last night. Down in Columbus, the Columbus police dealt with rioting and 90 different fires last night. Okay? Why can't we get together and, riot? Or not riot, but, protest and get together and fight back against tyranny. We have to worry about a stupid football game.
Well, and, I mean, notice that nobody's criticizing the police for trying to stop people that burned down a bunch of buildings. Well, it's the same thing when people use a cop that shoots somebody questionably to burn stuff down. That's just criminals using that as cover to go out and loot that then discredits legitimate demonstration. But, yeah, why don't people go out and demonstrate about the Bill of Rights or the border being wide open or Obama becoming a dictator or our government arming al-Qaeda? Only our military protested. Why do people go out and riot when their team wins or loses? It shows screwed up priorities, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. The second thing I wanted to talk about was the ISIS hacks. One of my best friends was in Iraq. He did three tours in Iraq, and he said that that whole Middle Eastern area, not only is it incredibly hard to get any kind of internet access, they had to use satellites and things like that for communication.
Oh, yeah, it's Cavemanville. Stay there. I want to come back and talk to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with
with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Your place for the Baldwin McCullough Show, GCN.